You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Kevin De Bruyne to score and Man City to win 6-4. Alexander Mitrovic to score and Newcastle to win is in the betting at 33-1. Derek, Manchester City lost their last couple of Premier League games now, which means a day with Newcastle is the perfect tonic at this moment in time. It's just what the doctor ordered, Derek.
Well, look at the scores. The last three meetings at this ground for this fixture. 4-0, 4-0 and 5-0. Could well be that again. I can't explain Newcastle's first half performance against Chelsea. Maybe it lies in Chelsea's sleepiness, I think, because they got their act together the second half. But that first half apart, what have Newcastle done this season that makes you think they're going to avoid a colossal defeat? Nothing, absolutely nothing. The Newcastle manager doesn't fill me with confidence. Well, fills me with confidence that City are going to batter them, that's all. City to win without conceding, that will pay off. Because they're not going to concede against Newcastle. It's about 10 to 11, isn't it?
No, it's odds against now, Derek. Man City to win to nils, 21 to 20.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, Newcastle, you've got to get the ball to score, and Newcastle ain't going to get the ball. 4-0, 4-0 and 5-0 the last three seasons. And it's what odds against for them to win to nil, any score to nil. It's a gift. There's some great betting to do this weekend. Absolutely. I can't wait.
I was saying to you in the office, when last week was the first weekend where I've sat down and watched Match of the Day and watched a couple of games that I actually enjoyed. I thought it'd been a real tepid start to the season. And it only reminded me of that last week when I watched all those goals going in. And this weekend looks like a great follow-up as well, doesn't it? It looks like we should, touch wood, have a brilliant weekend. And there are some good bets, like Sergio Aguero and Kevin De Bruyne to score at any time.
Yeah,
like
that was very nice, that one. Well done.
17-10.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Yeah. I love Aguero. Don't need to hide. I think he's the best player in the Premier League, in my opinion. I think he's superb. And I agree with Derek. Whatever Newcastle try to do here, I don't think they'll manage it. And what they'll try to do, obviously, is go there and shut up shop. Haven't scored at Swansea. Didn't score at Man United, but did get a 0-0 draw. And didn't score at West Ham. They aren't going to score. It's just how much City go at this. The worry with City, and I did this with Watford. I went for the -2 on the handicap against Watford, and they came out. They came out in the first half and were off the pace. He got into them in the second half and they played really well in the second half. That's always the worry with City. Will they come out all guns blazing? I'm not so sure, but I'm going to trust that they do.
I think they've got to this time. There needs to be some sort of response for the fans.
Yeah,
given
and coming
their
back off
form.
That 2-1 win in Borussia Mönchengladbach, great result for them. And they obviously were desperate for that in the Champions League. So you'd think they'd come back with their tails up here. I'd play that handicap again and give them another chance because it only just missed out against Watford, even though they only got going in the second half. But if that's a worry for you, then you could always play the Man City over 1.5 second half goals. If they are a bit slow or Newcastle managed to kind of nullify them in the first half to a certain extent, then you could also look at that second half. Man City goals will be up there. I don't think we've got it at the minute. You got the first half Man City goals, but you probably have to play that in play. But De Bruyne and Aguero both to score.
And if you're looking at Man City -2, 29-20, Manchester City -2 in the match. I don't want to say a defeat hinges on one decision, Derek, as well. They were badly beaten at Spurs at White Hart Lane, but that match turned on that appalling offside decision. I mean, how do you get that wrong?
Yes, well, it was. I mean, City, they just had a great chance just before as well. It was a shocking decision, and I mean, the linesman, they were in Arsene Wenger's eyes, I think. It was you and I could have spotted that. But, mistakes, everybody makes them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.